but if a special messenger. We need some of those, don't we, JC? But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person. Now, we need people today in the church that can intercede. We need holy men and women of God. Now, no offense to you ladies, because you can be great prayer warriors too. But the men are supposed to be the one that's behind the church. We're supposed to be the ones that's out on the front line. The girls are supposed to be behind us. You know, we're supposed to be fighting this battle. You know, we're supposed to be the men in church. We're supposed to be the deacons. We're supposed to be the ones that are teaching the Sunday school classes. We're the ones supposed to be the preachers. We're supposed to be the strong men that's teaching the Word of God and going. Our women are to be along our side helping us. But they're not to be the brunt force that goes out. But today, you see somebody and they say, you go to church? No, but my wife goes. She takes our kids. I mean, I'm not a violent man, but I want to reach up and grab a guy like that and shake him. I mean, you worthless critter, you. Get in there and be the spiritual leader of your home. God's going to hold you responsible for this. But how many of these men are wimps? Oh, church is for girls and children. No, church is for real men. The only man I ever knew that was real, really real, was my Jesus. He was the most greatest, awesome demonstration of what a piece of flesh can do that's ever lived on this earth. And he was a man. And he paid the price for all of us. But he expects all of us men to be men. You know, men that'll teach his word, that'll walk in love, that'll do what he says, that can do all things, that's not a wimp. Yeah. That's what he says, isn't it? We're supposed to be men. We're supposed to be that special messenger. You as a man. Now, there ain't nothing wrong if you got a lovely bride that can fall along beside you, that can come and pray with you for things. But you should be out front. You should be breaking the waves as you go through. She needs to be following behind you, you know, when you're breaking the waves into the terror of the demons of hell. Don't put your wife in front of you. You know, you guys that send your wife to church, you put her in front and the kids, and then you follow along behind, you know, where it's safe. Oh, my goodness gracious. You don't know why some of us men don't get our prayers answered? Isn't that something? We're supposed to be men, right? Supposed to be a man's man, because Jesus was a man's man, right? Amen. He's the one that went out there and prayed for the sick, cleansed the lepers, healed the sick, and raised the dead. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. But if a special messenger, be that special messenger. Be that special messenger. Don't ever be ashamed of your king. Be a special messenger from heaven if we're there to intercede for a person. Now, if you've not done a whole lot of interceding, you need to become that person that can intercede. Now then, if you're a lady and you don't have a man behind you, then you got Jesus, the greatest man that's in front of you. And he'll walk with you, and he'll show you, and he'll do great things for you. So if you're a lady that you don't have a husband, then you can take Jesus, you and him, can you follow right behind him, and there won't be nothing impossible with you when you pray, right? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person, to declare that he is upright. Now then, right there, to declare, how can you declare that someone be upright? How can you do that? Well, I'm going to show you something in Scripture. We're going to go from here to a special verse that I want you to see. And I've had many people explain this verse away, but I want you to see what it says. We're going to go from Job 33:23 to John 20:23. And I want you to see what John 20:23 says. Now, this is Jesus speaking. John 20:23, he said, if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven. Now, if you forgive somebody's sins, somebody said, you can't forgive somebody's sins. What'd that say, brother? What'd that say? It said, if you, right? Somebody said, I don't believe I can do that. Then it won't work for you. God is a faith God, and you got to believe He will do what He said. Now, let's say it's your daddy, and he's not a Christian, and he's in the hospitals on his deathbed, and his sins are killing him. If he's comatose, he's not capable of speaking, forget it. That man's going to die and probably going to go to hell. But can you walk in and forgive his sins? Yes, you can. You walk in and say, I'm a son of God. That's my daddy laying there. I'm a daughter of God. That's my daddy laying there. I'm going to repent of his sins, Lord. You told me I forgive his sins? They're forgiven. Is that what the king said? Lord, I forgive my daddy's sins. Everything he's ever done. I forgive them and I ask you to forgive them. How can you and me do that? Who's in you and me? Jesus. Can Jesus forgive sin? See, the Pharisees had a problem with that when he was here too, didn't they? Who do you think you are? Only God can forgive sin. Well, who was in him? God. That's right. That's how he did it. God was in him. So now then, he's in us. So Jesus is in us and God is in us. So when we forgive someone's sins, they're forgiven. So you forgive their sins. Yes, ma'am?
I just went through this recently. My stepdad, he's always been real hard.
Hold on. Hold that thought right there. I want this on the tape. I want everybody to be able to hear this, even those that will be listening to this tape later.
He's always been real down and hard on me. I always went to church. I walked to church as a child. And, you know, you didn't speak of the Bible. The Bible was a personal relationship with God, and no one talked of it. And, I mean, he ran preachers off with shotguns, you know, my preachers or whatever. And recently, just this last year, what was it, February, March, I can't remember. He had come up to my house. We went to my brother's house to help my brother, and he came back to mine. He has emphysema. I didn't know that he was still smoking. My mother told me he had quit smoking, but I actually knew that he probably hadn't. But I never questioned him, never, you know, couldn't talk much to him about God because he'd shut you off. He even told my son was 7, and said, you know, Papa, you need to be saved. And he said, boy, don't you talk about God in my house. There's been a complete turnaround with this man. He almost died in my house. And I have been listening to you off and on for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years that we've been listening to you strongly for the past 2 years. And he had got sent to the hospital in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Of course, they live down here in Murchison, Texas. And my mother loves to gamble, and there's a casino down the road, a Cherokee's casino. Well, she was never at the hospital. Every time when I would leave, she would sneak out and go down there. And, of course, you know, they don't have any money, so feeding off of us, you know. And but I got to the point where it was easier for her to be gone. And he has since took such a turnaround because I didn't know how to pray for him with him not being saved and him not believing. So I didn't say anything. And he told me that whenever the doctors started talking about putting him on life support and putting a mask on him, he wasn't going to take the mask. And I was like, you don't have a choice. You know, it's either this or you're gone. And because I knew he didn't believe. Anyways, when it was all over, he said, do you realize that the whole time you were there, there were angels all around? And I've always felt like an outcast in my family. But he told me, he said, it's always been there when you're there. There's the conviction that walks in the door with you that we feel down. And I walked in the house yesterday morning because my mother's gotten sick. And on the way down here, I was listening to one of your tapes about praying in tongues. Start praying in tongues. All of her tests went reverse. Now, she still had the staph infection. They had already drained it, but her heart, they thought they were fixing to do surgery on her heart and everything. She just turned 50 this year. And all of that. By the time I got to Parrish, Texas, they called me and said, she's going home. And I'm going, what? No, I'm already here.
But
when I walked in the door yesterday morning, my stepdad had to put his Bible down to let me in. It works praying for them whenever they're not saved and they're on. He was bone. Hey. He went from a 6'2", 160-pound man, healthy, strong, mean, drinker, smoker, everything, to this weak, helpless. And it was the hardest thing to see somebody go through that. But it's the truth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Now then. Wait a minute here, Jason.
I feel like I need to say this about my mother-in-law in that scripture, John 20:23. Okay. My mother-in-law had some hard days. At one point, she wanted to put me in jail. But that day that I walked into that hospital, I put my left hand on her forehead. Carolyn, my wife, being on the other side. And I said, Lord, I don't hold anything against this woman, and I release her from all that. And we prayed the prayer of faith. She's unconscious. And after that, God said, you stepped over on the God side of life today, son.
Amen.
Because we can pray for somebody who's been our enemy. He said that changes everything.
Amen.
And I spoke of her leading her family for God. That's a powerful thing. And I heard on the tape about your dad, Cheryl, that we need to believe that when somebody loses consciousness, it's somewhere between heaven and hell, somewhere between earth and that eternity, that we can remit their sins and believe that they can call on Jesus. Amen. Because He can reach them.
Amen. Praise the King.
And I'm so glad that I know you and your ministry.
Praise the Lord. Me too, Brother J.C. Glory to God. Yeah. It's amazing what God does. It's amazing how wonderful His Word is. It's amazing how clear He made this. And it's amazing how few of us believe what is written. Isn't that something? He didn't stutter. He said, if you forgive anyone's sins, they're forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they're unforgiven. Who would ever dream that you have that kind of power? But do you?
Yes.
Yes, you really do. Somebody says, I just can't believe that. But that's exactly what happened with J.C. And just think, his mother-in-law was dying, unconscious, when him and Carolyn, his wife, went in to pray for her. And when he stepped over on the God side, and that's why God wouldn't let him get in touch with me. See, they tried everything to get in touch with me. And God said, no, son, you ain't going. You don't need Thurman. It ain't Thurman that does the healing. It's me, and I'm in you, just like I am in Thurman. Now, you go over and you pray that prayer of faith for her. Now then, I need that messenger that can intercede. See, that same Jesus is in how many of us? All of us that believe. We can pray the prayer of faith. In fact, I will make you a statement right here. That when you get a hold of the fact that he, and it really becomes a revelation to you, I have died so you should not sin anymore. So you should die to sin.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.